Lady Margaret was standing in her own room door, combing her long yellow hair. When who did she spy but sweet William and his bride, as to the churchyard they drew near. She cast down her rivalry comb, and threw back her long yellow hair, saying, I'll go down and bid him farewell, and never more go there. It was lately in the night, and most of the men were asleep, when Lady Margaret appeared all dressed in white, standing at his bed feet. She said, how do you like your bed? And how do you like your sheet? And how do you like that pretty young bride who's laying in your arms asleep? Very well, he said, do I like my bed? Much better do I like my sheet. But best of all, that fair young maiden who's standing at my bed feet. Then once he kissed her lily white hand, and twice he kissed her cheek. Three times he kissed her cold, cold lips, and fell into her arms asleep. Well, night passed away, and day coming on, and into the morning light. Sweet William said, I am troubled in my head by the dreams that I dreamed last night. Such dreams as these, I know they mean no good. For I dreamt my bar was full of red swine, my bride's bed full of blood. Lady Margaret, is she in her room, or is she out in the hall? But Lady Margaret lay in a cold, dark coffin, with her face turned toward the